Thank you for giving me this opportunity, interesting opportunity. My name is Arimoto. I'm the Director General of the Research Institute of Science and Technology for Society, RISTEX, as well as the Deputy Director Center for R&D Strategy. So this time I'm talking about the historic change of the world systems and the science and technology innovation in the 21st century. Next, Japan's new science and innovation policy. Also, I can show you a little bit the outline of my institute, a very unique institute funding programs. And the third point is the global science and innovation system. So at first, yes, everybody mentioned the yesterday and today, globalization started at the end of the Cold War, around 20 years ago. And 3 years after the end of the Cold War, technologically, internet service opened to the general public in the world. So the politically and the technologically, the world had been connected, the end of the world, ours. So the globalization running rapidly. Also, these 20 years, we are facing a lot of the difficulties globally and locally and regionally, disasters and climate change and economic crisis frequently. So, the rules of games are changing. Games mean the private companies' strategies and university management and national science policy, as well as the way of the living by the general public. So we need breaking the conventional thought framework, I think. So the globalization and localization in learning parallel. And we need innovation and entrepreneurship for the new fruitful stage. So we are now shaping the new values. I can show you the later. And I stress this time again, we need combination, technological innovation and social innovations. And every country is now focusing upon the Green New Deal and the Smart Aging Society. So we need another point is the governance of the science and innovation, coherent and compatible science enterprise globally, regionally, nationally, and locally. So, these 20 years, the value systems rapidly changing. How to measure the values of the state and cities in the 21st century, new centuries? Until the 20th centuries and the 19th centuries, all countries focusing upon the military power and the economic power, hard power, so-called hard power. But these years, even in the 21st century, not only such kind of hard power, but also every country is focusing upon the soft power and smart power, quality of life, environment, health, safety, and peace. So the expectation to the science and technology by the general public, Japanese general public, the first priority is the health. Second priority is the safety. And the third priority is the energy and the environment. So, in the 21st century, science and technology innovation for what? Normally, until these years, the science and technology for economic values, profit, competitiveness, and growth. But now the innovation horizon is expanding. SDI for environment, SDI for well-being, and SDI, science and security. And particularly after the March 11th, big earthquake, historic earthquake, tsunami, and the Fukushima nuclear accident, Japanese government and as well as the Japanese general public are focusing upon the resilience and the sustainability. So under this situation, science and technology policy is changing locally and globally, and also we need redesigning modern science enterprise, coherent and compatible with the new world order. So next, Japan's new science and innovation policy. I disappointed we are facing lack of the political leadership during these years in Japan, but the Japanese government made the cabinet level decision next basic plan for the science and technology last August. Main point is the a new policy, the moving from the discipline-based innovation to the issue-driven. Issue-driven is the social problems, demand-side-driven science and technology policy. Also, the this basic plan stressed the science and society, bridging science and society, and the public participation, and the LC and the technology assessment. And finally, the we need more two-way science communication. So, from the viewpoint of the funding systems, Japanese the funding system, the left-hand side is the curiosity-driven phase, JSBS supporting. We have the three big funding agencies, JSBS, JST, NIDO, and the JSBS supporting the, yes, as I said, the curiosity-driven phase, fundamental science. And next phase, mission-oriented, basic research, has been supported by JST, my mother agency. And next phase, NIDO. NIDO is the focusing upon the exit-oriented application R&D. But those three organizations are deeply divided so far by the bureaucracy. But we need to streamline the those activities, the, as Alan mentioned. My institute, RISTEX, there, that position. Okay? So, every country is now the facing the needing that change of our funding systems for innovation. But at this time, the Japan, we need redesign funding systems for new policies, issue-driven innovation. So I can show you the little bit of my personal experiences, RISTEX. I was assigned 5 years ago, this Director General of this institute, Research Institute of Science and Technology for Society, based upon the Budapest Declaration. Mission is the creating social and public values through funding, and features of the RISTEX problem-solving oriented R&Ds, and it's very difficult to identify social problems to be funded by this institute because we are having limited resources. So we need close communication with stakeholders in everybody's area. So we're focusing upon the community-based research and development programs and continue the future collaboration of social and natural sciences and technological, as I said, the innovation and social innovations. Also, we need not only the cutting-edge technological knowledge, but also we need local knowledge, local culture, history, and social capitals to get the final values in the local areas. So we need communication and the funding system beyond the boundaries. Beyond the boundaries means traditional disciplines, traditional organizations, programs, and the generations, and genders, and national borders. Also, from the management viewpoint, we ask the research teams social experimentation in the local areas, and also the hands-on approach. Hands-on means the collaboration between practitioners, researchers. Practitioner means the local government and NPO. Also, we need mutual communication between the management side, our side, my side, and research project teams. So we are conducting a lot of the programs. I can show you a little bit two programs: community-based actions against global warming and environmental degradation. This program started 3 years ago. Another new program is the design thinking, redesigning communities for aged societies. This is studied from the last year. So we are having a lot of the project. For instance, the community-based action, the global warming, are now the 17 project going on. And the aged societies, just 10 projects going on. Another point is the our agency has been responding to the greatest Japan earthquake to design and to build the affected areas. So I intentionally expanding the international activities, even the local funding systems, OECD workshop, symposium with British councils, and symposium with the Asian Institute 3 weeks away in Singapore. We co-organized with the National University of Singapore, the probably the at the time the more than 7 or 8 Asian institute and the peoples come together in Singapore, how to organize the funding systems and the research activities for science, for society. And I'm very happy the AAA has accepted our proposal, the symposium, 3-hour symposiums last February, named Design Thinking to Mobilize Science, Technology, and Innovation for Social Challenges. So next phase, global perspectives. I can show you that this time, this chart, just my personal short-sighted viewpoint. We have a lot of the mode of international research and programs. Right-hand side, upper part is the International Space Station, International Thermonuclear Reactors programs. They are located in the Cadarache in France. And left-hand side, CERN, EMBO, and the radiation facilities. But the another kind of the international program is joint research, grant fellowship, then the workshop, the bilateral and regional and globally. So I can show you my experience, the human frontier science programs. That is the program that started almost 20 years ago. Now the headquarters located in Strasbourg, and in charge of the granting to the multinational research teams in the field of the multidisciplinary researches in the field of the brain research and molecular biologies. So the when at that time, the almost 25 years ago, the I was in charge of the design and the startup the these programs more than 4 years. I remember the former Director General of National Science Foundation at that time, the Eric Brock, said to me, "This concept, Human Frontier Science Program, this concept means precursor of Global Science Foundation." Yes, he was at that time the Director General of the National Science Foundation. So the another point is we have a lot of the regional research activities, Asian research areas now the designed, modeled by the European research areas, the African peoples now the preparing the research areas, African research areas. We have a lot of the systems in parallel learning. So that we need system of systems. Global and regional governance of science, coherent and compatible science enterprise with the, those kind of the global trend. So finally, I conclude the several points. Yes, everybody mentioned the gravity of scientific activities moving to developing countries, so-called the science, this situation called Silent Sputnik, coined by Rita Coel. Probably 2 years ago, the San Diego. So the AAAS every year That is a navigator's indicators of the world trend, science trend. 2010, Bridging Science and Society. And this year's Science Without Borders. And next year, in Vancouver, Fluttering the World. And also the World Science Forum, this main themes, this conference is the changing landscape of science. And we need reshaping the values and global governance of science, globalization and localization learning, and bridging science and societies. In that case, we need keeping scientific integrity and scientific ethics and norms. So we are now developing a new innovation models, not only the disruptive, but also the reverse innovation and frugal innovation. And this is the final chart. We need redesign and reshaping, rebuild science and innovation systems. So I stress the coherent and compatible science enterprise globally, regionally, nationally, locally. And of course, under such situation, we need new human resources in charge for these new innovations. So I should remind the very important message, 1999 Budapest Declaration, social contract or the commitment of the science in the 21st century, science, not only for science for knowledge, but also the science for peace, science for development, and finally the science in society and science for society. That's the end of my presentation. Thank you.